Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. As I'm wrapping up season 3 of the podcast and moving into season 4, I want to go over again some quality pool equipment that I use on my route. And as a homeowner, you can definitely glean a lot from this podcast to get good products for the care of your own pool. And I think getting quality equipment is the key for any service business, and of course to eliminate the frustration as you as a homeowner doing your own pool. Using quality equipment will definitely help with that also. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. So one of the most frustrating things that you could do is use substandard equipment, whether it's the pole that locks up on you when you're trying to clean your pool, especially if you're doing pool service and doing multiple pools every day. You're going to need something that has a high quality standard to it. And that's why I suggest as a homeowner that you purchase pool grade or service grade equipment, be it the pole that you're going to use or your leaf rake or your brush. I always suggest getting what the service guy would use out there, because, you know, in the long run, you're going to be cleaning your pool, of course, not as often as a pool service professional does, but you're going to be cleaning your pool nonetheless. And very frustrating when you're using something that's breaking on you or it's not working properly. So there are a lot of great tools or equipment that we use here out in the trade, out in the field, that translate really well to your backyard. So the number one part of pool service is your pool pole. And you can't get through your day out here doing pool service with something really cheap and, you know, pretty much something that's going to lock up on you or not work effectively. So I see a lot of guys still using really substandard poles out there on their pool trucks. And, you know, everyone has their own preferences. But to me, I think if you're going to be doing this kind of work, you want the best pole, because that's the object you're holding in your hand all the time. You're going to use it for skimming, brushing, vacuuming with your vacuum system. And so the pole is the essential part. It's the main tool that you're going to use all the time. And there's some differences in your preference for a pole. I personally prefer the three-piece tri-pole, which are three sections. And I usually get the smaller version, the 6, the 12, the 18-foot. So these poles will expand or collapse down to 6 feet roughly, and then they'll extend with the third section up to about 18 feet or 16 feet, sorry, or 18 feet depending on the model. And then you would have your standard two-piece pole, which is an 8 foot by close to 16 feet, a little less, about 15 feet and some inches. So those are the two main choices out there in the industry, either a two-piece pole or a three-piece pole. And I prefer the three-piece pole mainly because I have some pools that I can vacuum from one side of the pool with a longer length. So the three-piece pole that I use goes out to 18 feet, and that gives me a little more distance. Or the two-piece pole, sometimes I'll bang into the side of the house or the gate because they're a little bit less maneuverable here in California. We have pretty tight backyards, and sometimes it's not the best choice. I know in Florida with the screened-in pools, a three-piece pole would be ideal because you can keep it down to 6 feet if you need to and not bang the pole and the things in the backyard also. So those are the main two sizes, the two-piece 8 to almost 16 feet and a three-piece pole that goes from anywhere from 6 feet to 16 feet to 18 feet depending on which model that you're looking at. And if you've listened to any of my podcasts or seen my YouTube channel, you know that I'm a big fan of the Primate carbon fiber pole. And I know a lot of people wouldn't spend this kind of money in a pool pole. So I'll just touch briefly on the pole. They make, of course, both sizes of the poles, the two-piece and the three-piece. And they have a small little one called the 2X Beta, which I really like. It goes from 6 feet to almost 12 feet, which is good for spas and smaller pools. Again, the price point may not be something you're looking at to spend $200 on a pool pole, but that's an option for you. I think the lightweight makes up for the price difference, and use it every day, all day long. Carrying a pole that weighs 2 pounds, that's very durable and long-lasting and strong, versus carrying a pole that weighs a lot more, does make a difference for me. Of course, I'm older than a lot of the guys out there, so that's a factor too. And if you're looking for a good two-piece pole, I think the Piranha Power Pole is a really great two-piece pole. It's 8 to a little under 16 feet. It's got the push button there that retracts it, locks it in place on the track. It's a good quality pole. You can find it at your supplier. You can find it at Leslie's Pool Supply. You can order it online. There's a lot of different locations for it. But the Piranha Pole is probably the most common two-piece pole you're going to see out there on the market. I think it's superior to just about every other pole that you can buy for the homeowner out there. So if you're doing your own pool at home, you're looking for a good pool pole, I think the Piranha Power Pole would be a great choice to use on your own home to maintain and clean your pool. In my opinion, the best two-piece pole is the Skimlite Dually 9018 series, the 9000 series. They make different sizes, but I think the 6 to 18 foot tri-pole is the best one on the market for a three-piece pole. Again, if you're not going to invest in the carbon fiber pole, these are great choices for your pool route and also for you as a homeowner. If you're looking for a pole that collapses down to 6 feet for easy storage, also for easy ability to carry it back to your service account, I think the three-piece pole made by Skimlite is the best. It's been out forever. I was using the Skimlite pole when I first started service. And they also make a pole similar to the Power Pole called the Snaplite pole with the buttons on there. Very good pole also. And I really like their Brute Series poles. These poles are like extra thick and large for vacuum systems. So if you had a pole that keeps bending or breaking with your vacuum system, definitely look at the Brute line. The pole's heavier, so it's not for skimming the pool or everyday use, but it's definitely great to have for your vacuum system. So Skimlite's a great choice for a pole. Can't go wrong with either the Power Pole or the Skimlite pole or the Primate pole. These would be my top choices. I just would stay away from the $20, $25 aluminum pole, because those just are not going to last out there doing, 15, 16 pools a day. And as a homeowner, you want to have the best pole anyway. So I definitely would invest in a good premium pole if you're a do-it-yourselfer and you're doing your own pool. These would be my recommendations for a pole for you. As far as leaf rakes, I'm really torn between the one that I use as on a regular basis for over the years, which is the Purity Pool Red Baron. I use the rag bag version. The difference between the bags, they have different names for them. Quick Flip, Rag Bag. I forgot what they call the other version, but these bags are a little bit thinner and are easier to turn inside out, so you could dump the debris easier. One drawback with this particular kind of bag is that if you're skimming the bottom of the pool and you pull back quickly, it could turn the bag inside out under the water and spill out everything. But I really like the rag bag better because I think it moves a little bit better through the water, and I just like the fact I can dump it out really easily. So, and the Red Baron is an ideal size leaf rake. It's 20 inches wide and the bag is 20 inches deep. You can't get a better size leaf rake than the Red Baron. I think the only drawback of the Red Baron is that changing the parts on it are very difficult. So you can't really change the leading edge or the bag easily. So they're pretty much throwaway leaf rakes in my opinion. You use it for 4 months and then you throw it in the trash to get a new one. It's not cost prohibitive because they are very long lasting, and it's a very good size leaf rake for just about any situation while you're on your pool route. And I really love the quality of the Purity pool leaf rakes. They're made in the USA here, and it's a great leaf rake. I wouldn't say there's any leaf rake as good as this one, except I've been using the Smart Company Piranha 2 leaf rake recently, and I really like this leaf rake. I like the shape of the leading edge. I like the bag that they use in it. It's also similar to the rag bag as far as easily emptying the debris. They have different bag variations you can get for the Red Baron also. You can get a standard bag on that also, and same with the Piranha 2 leaf rake. You can get a standard bag also if you don't like the thinner rag bag. not super thin. I gotta emphasize that. It's just a little bit thinner so it can be turned inside out. But I find it to be very durable also at the same time. And I think the Piranha 2 leaf rakes are really good, and they're a close second or even first sometimes, depending on the day of the week that I'm using it. I really like the quality of it, and I like the way you can scoop things off the bottom very easily. It flows through the water very nicely. It's not as large as the Red Baron. I think it's a little bit smaller by a couple inches, but it does serve its purpose, and it's a really handy leaf rake to have. So to me, the Red Baron would be a great choice by Purity Pools, and then the Piranha 2 leaf rake by the Smart Company is, I mean, they're pretty much equal in my opinion at this point, at this recording of this podcast. I like both of them equally well. It's just your choice of which one you want to use, and I think they're both really good leaf rakes. So as a homeowner, definitely look these up online and get the Red Baron. I think it's a great choice for a leaf rake, or the Piranha 2 if you can find it. I'm not sure if they're in wide distribution or not at this recording, but definitely look for that leaf rake. It's an excellent choice. I just want to clarify too that a leaf rake is a lot different than a leaf skimmer. A leaf skimmer is the item you're going to see a lot, you know, in the movies where someone's doing pool service, they're carrying this thing back and it's like a flat little square thing on end of a pole. That's definitely not what I'm talking about, because you can't really use that beyond the surface. To me, I think they're completely useless in most cases. Maybe for a spa, if you want to get small bugs off the surface, you can definitely use one. But for service, I use a leaf rake, and this is the big bag kind of leaf, kind of skimmer that picks up large leaf debris. And so definitely if you're looking for this particular item, you want to search for a leaf rake and not a leaf skimmer. It's a big difference in the product and the use of the product. I've used the same vacuum hose and vacuum head combination since I started. I haven't changed my brand, although I probably should be a little more open to it. I probably will look into the future of changing the vacuum that I use and the hose. I compare it. But I've always used a smoothbore hose. It's not really available in the retail pool market, which is a shame. They should actually sell them to the consumers, because it'll probably be the last pool hose you're going to buy if you're doing your pool yourself. It's that long lasting. As long as you store it out of the sun and store it in a shaded area, this hose will probably last you forever. As a pool service professional using the hose several times a day, it'll last you a very long time, but definitely not forever. It's going to definitely wear out eventually. But this hose is great. Rarely will it kink up on you. Maybe with a 3-horsepower pump, with the pump and equipment so close, really close to the skimmer, this may happen. But with a 2-horsepower pump running, the hose won't kink on you. It's really great. It doesn't tangle up. And it's just a great product. I recommend the smoothbore pool hose. And then for the vacuum head, I've always used the Pentair ProVac. I haven't used any other vacuum. I've tried some off brands here and there, but the ProVac to me is the best pool vacuum. It won't get stuck on the bottom of the pool like a lot of the other vacuum heads will, with very high suction. It really does a great job with the bearing wheels. It's got a swivel for the handle, so it's very maneuverable in the pool. You're not going to find a better vacuum than the Pentair ProVac, in my opinion, for service use. And if you're a homeowner looking for a good vacuum head, the Pentair ProVac would be the way to go. I think it's a great vacuum head. Again, I probably should preface that I don't really try out other vacuums and hoses, but these have been so good to me over the years that I haven't had a reason to try something different. But going forward, I'll probably try different hoses and vacuums so I can compare it and get a real-world comparison between the Pentair manual vacuum head and maybe a different vacuum hose to kind of see if there is maybe one better out there on the market. But if you're looking for something that I use that's very standard, the Pentair ProVac vacuum that comes in a couple different sizes, one larger for commercial use and one smaller for residential use. And the hoses come in different colors also. You can check out their website. And that's smoothbore, B-O-R. So definitely look for that pool hose. I think one of the most underrated products out there for pool service and also for homeowner use are vacuum systems. I think if you have a pool with very heavy debris and you're taking care of it yourself, it's kind of futile to get a suction cleaner. Sometimes even a pressure cleaner is not a good idea. And a robotic pool cleaner may be jammed up by the debris. definitely worth investing in a vacuum system. This is a vacuum that has a large thrust motor. Depending on the model, most of them have a 30-pound thrust motor, except for the bottom feeder, which has the smaller motor. And basically, it's like a boat propeller. They put a propeller on it, and it picks up all the leaf debris, and most of the dirt and sand will be picked up into the bag on top. And you've seen these on pool trucks driving around. They're definitely something that there's a big market for them because not everyone has one. And I think every pool service provider should have one. And I think the homeowner market has been really largely ignored by these companies that make these vacuum systems because the cost is about the same as a high-end robotic pool cleaner, except the usefulness of it is, you know, uncomparable to any kind of automatic cleaner that you would put in your pool. And it'll pick up just about anything in your pool through the large opening and trap it in the bag on top. So they work independently from the pool filtration system, and they sell them in different versions with a cart, without a cart for service. And I think if you have a hotel or a resort or any kind of property where you're maintaining the pool yourself, you definitely need a vacuum system right there on site. And for the homeowners that have pools that get really heavy debris and get really in bad shape all the time, I highly recommend investing in a vacuum system versus a robotic pool cleaner or any other kind of automatic cleaner or even a manual vacuum. Definitely would get a vacuum system. It's a game changer for sure for a pool service industry and also for those homeowners that are looking at their pool that gets a lot of heavy debris and they're constantly using the leaf rake to skim it out or the Leaf Master. Whatever you're using currently is not comparable at all to what a vacuum system will do. And I have testimonies from the guys in the group that were on the fence, not wanting to buy a vacuum system, and they finally broke down and bought one because they're really expensive. They're definitely an investment. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. They're expensive pieces of equipment, and I can understand the hesitation with buying one of these because it is a huge investment in a lot of cases. But the guys that were on the fence and they finally decided to buy them, they realized that it's definitely something they should have done earlier if they would have just pushed themselves more. And it's definitely a time saver on their route. And there's nothing that can compare to getting to a pool that would take you 45 minutes to an hour because it's just totally thrashed with leaves, dropping in the vacuum system and vacuuming out the bottom in 10 minutes. You can't compare anything to this kind of experience unless you've used one. So I highly recommend, going forward, if you're starting out in the pool business and you're looking at equipment, this should be on the top of your list, getting a vacuum system. If you can't afford the vacuum system with the cart, definitely buy the one that's handheld you can carry back to the account, PowerVac, Riptide, and then, of course, the bottom feeder, which is highly underrated as far as a vacuum system. It uses a smaller thrust motor. It's handheld. You can carry it back to the pool very easily, and it comes with a lithium-ion battery that's submersible into the pool, and there's no cords or cables. It's a self-contained battery-operated vacuum, and it does a great job of vacuuming out leaf debris, medium to large debris, no problem with the bottom feeder. The runtime is about 2 hours. That's probably the only drawback that I can see. And then, of course, getting a spare battery is like $450, so that's another drawback. Besides that, the bottom feeder definitely is a great vacuum system, and it runs about the same as the handheld PowerVac and Riptide version. But I wouldn't hesitate to get a vacuum system for your pool route because not only will it make you look more professional, not only can you vacuum the pool out without using the customer's filtration system, but it'll save you time and effort and save on your body wear and tear out there in the field as you're using a vacuum system day in and day out. The pools, you'll use less manual vacuum. You'll use your manual vacuum less. The pools will look better. For those customers that want you to vacuum every week, dropping in a vacuum system is very easy. And the stuff that's left behind, you can't really see. It's really small particle dirt. In some cases, of course, if you're in a desert area, the dirt may be more prevalent. You have the manual vacuum in between using the vacuum system, but I find that the vacuum system definitely will save you time and effort out there, and it should be something that you have on your list to purchase, or you already have purchased it. And definitely don't discount the benefit of the vacuum system. You have the PowerVac, Riptide, Hammerhead, and Bottom Feeder to choose from. I think these are all great choices, and you just find one that you think is the best by researching it, and then definitely get one of these. It'll definitely speed up your day out there and make you more professional, and you can take on accounts you normally would pass on. You can do more accounts per day. A lot of the great side benefits of having a vacuum system. And there's a lot of great choices for brushes out there. People have their own preferences. Some people like the Animal brush. I still like the Sweet Bees brush. I know it's older now. It's been around for a while. I just like the shape of it. I like the fact that they're inexpensive. So when they do wear out, you can just get a new Sweet Bees brush for, you know, $25 or whatever. So they're affordable and they're pretty long lasting. And I really like the extra, the less effort you're going to need when you're brushing a pool with one of these. They're designed to give you more force as you're brushing and use less of your own energy. And I find them to be really effective. Once I go from the Sweet Bees back to a normal brush, I can really feel all the extra effort I got to put in to brushing the pool. Whereas with the Sweet Bees brush, you just push down on it and it actually moves by itself on the wall. Sticks to the wall really well. It's a great quality brush. Again, that's the Sweet Bees, SWEPEASE, Sweet Bees, and it's a great brush. They sell it at your local supplier. They sell it online. They sell it at your pool stores. Leslie's Pools carries it also. So definitely check out the Sweet Bees brush. I think it's still the premium pool brush that I use out there, and I really like it. I think it's a great quality product. So I know I didn't cover too much in this podcast. I just talked about the poles, the leaf rakes, the brush, the hose, the vacuum, and the vacuum system that I use on my pool route. And I think that's definitely enough to get started. Again, if you're a homeowner, consider the vacuum system. I think it's a great choice for those pools that get tons of debris. It'll make your life a lot easier. And then, of course, invest in good quality equipment for your route and as a homeowner for your pool. I think there's nothing better than having quality pool equipment back there. It's making your job a lot easier and lessening the frustration of doing your own pool. So if you're looking for any of these great products I mentioned, I think most of them can be found on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have web pages on a lot of the products I mentioned here. So check that out and see if any of these products are suitable for your use. Again, that's swimmingpoollearning.com, and just go down to the pool product page and you can scroll down to see the different products I mentioned here. And if you're a pool service professional and you're just starting out and you need more help or you want to fine tune your business, definitely check out my coaching program. You can learn more about that at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits there, including the ability to call me and text me, as well as a group chat, plus discounts on pool products and also on your general liability insurance. So check that out again at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.